Podium Audio presents The Beach Hut on Plum Island, Book 5 of Cobble Beach Romance Series, written by Amy Rafferty, performed by Amy Landon and Danny Gavigan.
Chapter 1. The soft rhythm of Harriet's footsteps matched the gentle lapping of waves against the shore as she jogged along Cobble Beach. The morning sun teased the ocean with its golden rays, and the fresh morning sea air filled her lungs. Harriet loved this time of morning, when the world was quiet except for the gentle swish of the ocean or rustle of leaves tickled by the cool sea breeze. Her heart pulled as she reached the rocky section of the beach that stretched out toward the cliffs in the distance. There she could see the burnt-out remains of Alex's glass house. It was a haunting reminder of the recent turmoil that had swept through their small community 2 weeks ago. What a terrible ordeal that had been. Not only had Alex lost his house, but his yacht was also blown up on the same day. She reached the turning point and spun around to run back toward the beach hut. Harriet pushed the thoughts of that harrowing day of the fire aside and concentrated on the upcoming events. There was Alex and Daniela's formal wedding reception, which they were having at his parents' insistence now that they were married for real. Filming of the second season of the Cobble Cove Mysteries had finally begun, and Plum Island had once again become a live set. A smile tugged at her lips at the thought of how the small town had adapted to having film crew and actors mulling about as if it was just part of their everyday lives. Harriet had fallen in love with this small town community and was amazed at how quickly they adopted her. When she went to any of the stores or walked down the street, she felt as if she'd always lived here. Harriet had decided 6 months ago that Plum Island was to become her new home and had put her apartment in New York up for sale. As she neared the beach hut, Harriet's phone, which was strapped to her arm, rang, and she pressed on her earpod. "Hello," Harriet answered. "Hi, little sister," her brother Gray greeted her. "Are you running?" "Well, it's almost 6, so what else would I be doing?" Harriet told him. "Sleeping like a normal person would at this time of the morning." Gray laughed. "That's why I'm surprised that you're actually up this early," Harriet countered. "Don't you usually only rise around noon?" "Maybe when I was a teenager," Gray sighed. "I do miss those days of no responsibility when my time was my own, and a calendar didn't govern me." "Yes, but you still don't get up this early. Not when you're in the U.S. anyway." Harriet's eyes widened, and she stopped running as fear jolted through her. "Is something wrong with Matt? Our parents, Uncle Titus, or Granddad?" "No," Gray said, his voice laced with frustration. "Matt is fine. He loves being at Oxford University. Granddad is fine, as is Uncle Titus' mom and dad." He paused. "Can't I just call my little sister without having to be in a family crisis?" "Not when it's this early in the morning." Harriet wandered a few paces near the shoreline, her gaze fixed on the horizon. "Or are you back on Joyce Isles? Then I'd understand, as it would be lunchtime for you." "No, I'm still in America," Gray told her, "which is why I'm calling you." "Okay." Harriet frowned and stopped walking, looking out over the sea as warning bells started to ring in her ears. "But if you want me to come to New York, I can't. I'm busy as filming has started and I'm still helping Brad." "No, I'm coming to visit you." Gray's words echoed through her mind and sent shockwaves down her spine. "Why?" The word shot out of Harriet's mouth before she could stop it. It's not that she didn't want to see her brother. She missed him and her nephew. It's just that Harriet didn't want anyone, besides the ones who already knew, to know who her brother was. While Harriet had managed to dodge the limelight most of her life, Gray, as the oldest Joyce sibling, hadn't been able to. He was a very well-known figure all over the world. "Ouch," Gray said. "That stings. I haven't seen my favorite sister in nearly 2 years, and I want to see this new town that has stolen your heart." "I'm your only sister," Harriet pointed out. "I send you pictures and video clips of Plum Island and Cobble Cove all the time." "Harry," Gray's voice was filled with amusement. "Are you embarrassed about me?" "Don't be silly." Harriet's mind raced as panic filled her. "It's just that this is a very small community, and..." "You don't want anyone there to know who you really are," Gray guessed. "I can always pretend to be one of the Blackwells or Brad's friends."